Only two non-commercials to announce, both tonight. At 7:30, the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway is showing Winnebago Man, about a man whose titanic temper circulated on VHS tapes back in the 90s and made him a sort of a hero before the documentary people looked him up and made the movie, which reportedly is mostly hilarious but occasionally poignant. And the Al Fresco movie, This Week Only, in Boeing Cyberdome and Exploration Place at 7, is Alfred Hitchcock's remake of his classic The Man Who Knew Too Much with Doris Day and James Stewart, about terrorists who kidnap a child and the parents who have to get him back. And commercially, we have another of those special effects actioners that I usually avoid, but that franchise fans will find satisfying, X-Men First Class, with about 9 superheroes, a lot of action, little plot coherence, and in fact, little plot at all. How can it have much plot when it has so many characters to introduce and so many superpowers to show off in preparation for the Sacco finish? There isn't time for much characterization either. So what we get are some fairly vivid stereotypes and not much development from there. A few stabs at emotional appeal, a few gestures in the direction of topicality, a ridiculous involvement in the Cuban Missile Crisis, accompanied by snippets of newsreels to suggest serious purpose, and a whole lot of pretty ladies in tight costumes and wham-bam action involving big orange explosions and unoriginal special effects. Since the characters are mostly natural mutants, we are spared a lot of the customary origin stories, but the recruitments of characters fans of the franchise have been seeing for 10 years plus comic books go on and on until halfway through the picture my notes read, "When will we get to the main story?" When we do, it involves a splitting of the group into the good guys and the less good guys, with Kevin Bacon acting the real villain with evil glee. It wasn't clear to me why this character joined this side and that one joined that, but you have to remember that X-Men First Class is aimed at people who have been watching these characters for many years and may be able to detect bits of characterization that escape newcomer eyes. The women are very pretty, and the men scowl nobly and act the way 13-year-old boys dream of acting when they grow up. For those who want something serious, we have the real John F. Kennedy and the actual Cuban Missile Crisis, which it will be best for you not to remember, as well as references to collateral damage and things like that to flatter the audience that there is something here to do with the real world. But why go on about a movie that wasn't made for me? X-Men First Class will satisfy the considerable number of X-Men fans, and when the inevitable sequel shows up, I'll probably be able to avoid it. Jim Erickson, over and out.